This is RSBNB Update, episode 48, recorded Thursday, May 18th, 2006. Alright everyone, I'm here again this week with Pika, who is back after being gone for 2 weeks. So you're all done that icky school stuff now?
Almost.
Almost? What's left?
Just finals. I already had 2 AP tests and had a chemistry test and stuff like that, so it's going.
That's
but
good.
Just not fast enough.
Yes. Yeah, so Brad did a good job filling in for you while you were gone.
Indeed.
Yeah. So, change it up a bit, so back as normal. Actually, since we did miss 2 episodes, I think our first episode last year was recorded on something like June 11th or something, I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
That sounds about right, I think. Let's see, episode 1 recorded Sunday, June 12th, 2005. So, definitely coming up to that 1 year marker, so that'll be good. That'll probably be episode 49, 50, 51. Episode 51.
Let's just call episode 52 the 1 year.
Sure, that'll be that week, but anyways, RuneScape updates this week. Good selection of questions, some good news, and some rants. In the RuneScape updates, they released their game engine this week. What do you think about it?
It's good.
That's good. Well, there are a few things that I want to highlight on this. Loads much faster, providing there's no update that's been recently released, because it does take some time to check for recent updates and such, so...
Indeed.
Yeah, that takes a while. There was massive lag on the day of the update, because it was downloading all of the new files for it and whatnot, so that definitely caused some lag on the day of the update, which was kind of unbearable if you were doing things that were, let's say, mission critical that you not have lag, so, yeah.
Such as fighting.
Right, that's right.
Yes.
Because if you lag when you fight, then...
In a multi-combat, or multi...
Multi-person combat situations means that you... could easily lose that thing, like such as the Calphite Queen, maybe, or Killer Elemental, or whatever it's called, stuff like that. So, yes. It has all the new features that they highlighted. Sound now works in Firefox. That means Linux users and Mac users will have sound now. Doesn't that make you feel happy?
Yes.
Yes. Are you going to try Linux again?
No.
No?
I'm going to stick with OS X.
Oh, you're going to install that then?
Yeah, probably.
I see. And is this going to be a legal version of OS X? Okay. So we all know what that means then. Pika is doing perfectly legal stuff. So,
indeed. Yes. You see, hacking isn't really bad. You're just modifying it to where it suits your needs. Nothing illegal about modifying things.
Yeah, especially when the kernel is open source. Actually,
indeed.
They do have plans to make it closed source, I was reading today.
Well, there might be ways around that, I'm sure there will
Yeah,
be.
There's always a way around piracy and stuff like that. But anyways, back to RuneScape news.
Not piracy, modification.
Piracy, modification, all the same. But
yeah.
Back to this, we have stuff like, let's see... noteworthy bugs. Sudden death, which is apparently not from the engine update. And some items disappearing, I think. Like some items just magically disappearing when they get put in the bank.
Hmm.
I had heard a first-hand account of that today when Brad said he put in a few Legends Cape and a Glory Amulet into his bank and poof, it was gone. Yeah, so I don't know about that. Hmm. hopefully they'll get that fixed. But they did fix the sudden death.
Mm-hmm.
Which was basically you'd go to some certain places like the Tears of Gothic or Gargoyles are two prominent examples. But frankly, there's a huge topic with stuff going on about this, but Jagex hid the entire topic. What do you think of that?
Seems a bit suspicious in my opinion.
Yeah, why would you hide a topic about a bug that... What's wrong with people discussing that kind of bug, you know?
Maybe they don't want it to be widespread.
Perhaps they were embarrassed.
Perhaps.
Mod Paul made an official response. As you may be aware, we have had a bug in the game which occasionally hit people for high numbers at random, causing them to die. This has now been fixed. We will not be doing a rollback. Bug happens in specific areas under very specific circumstances. It was actually very obscure and something they had not been able to pick up under standard testing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The reason they didn't do the rollback is because they believed that people did not lose... There was not a significant amount of people losing items to do a rollback. Which, if they would have done a rollback, I would have lost some levels, so...
Indeed.
More on that later. Anyways, so yes. What will they be able to do with it? I have no idea. What do you think?
I don't know.
Pretty much probably just the same old standard stuff, maybe with some more nice little sounds in the background. Who knows? Oh, and people can speak other languages now, like French or something.
Yeah.
But apparently it was getting some stuff censored, so yes, anyways. And you want to say something about a word the filter doesn't block?
Yes, can I say it on the podcast?
Oh, sure. I'll leave it in this time, because we're giving an example of what the sensor does not block.
Okay. Now, I might offend people with this word, so if you might be offended by a word that I suggest you never listen to the show ever again.
No, just cover your ears right now.
Yeah, just cover your ears, rather. Okay, the word is, fuck. And you can't spell the word directly. You have to put the number 2 right before and right after it, and it won't censor it.
Yes. So, definitely interesting,
well,
eh?
I heard that it works for a lot of other inappropriate words, but that's the only one I have verified.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's...
So, yeah, okay, uncover your ears now, children.
Yeah, okay, you can uncover your ears, but the censor stuff that isn't supposed to be censored, and it censors stuff that is supposed to be censored, like the word ENN, was censored for some reason. Ay. So.
Oy, ay, ay.
And they say this is a new technology, that's why they're having all these problems.
I see.
I don't know about that, but anyways. Some more little insignificant updates. Pest control. You can now collect up to 250 points, which will be used for something that will be released later on. It's kind of interesting. Desert lizards are now the same slayer level as the bigger lizards. Apparently they weren't the same, but anyways. I've only had those once for a task. And a nice little warning to not use your passwords on any other website. So don't use your RuneScape password on any other websites, fan sites, email sites, wherever. Because there was a RuneScape news item saying that a website did have their database stolen.
Yeah, because I could see your password maybe, and then I see your name and password, and then you go on RuneScape, and hey, your stuff is mine.
Yeah. But most of these passwords are hashed, but some of them are easy to decrypt using an MD5 unhasher. So, yes, enough of that now. I won't be putting out any links to how to unhash a password, but anyways, that's pretty much your RuneScape updates this week. Shall we move on to questions now?
Okay.
All right. You can read this first one.
What is the best drop you've ever gotten from a monster within RuneScape? If not monster, maybe from Borrows? And that is from PFK99s. Well, PFK99s, personally, one time I got a, Nothing spectacular.
No half shields?
No half shields. Well, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, I got one half shield back in the day.
Oh, that's good.
Now that I think about it.
What was it from?
Can't remember. I think it was a fire giant, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
Or something like that.
So that's what you want to log as your best one?
Probably.
Well, for my best one, I have bad luck in drops, so my best one I'm going to say is from the Barrows, which is a Darok Great Axe or Varak Brassard. And those are probably my two best Barrows items I've ever gotten.
Cool.
Yeah. Nothing above rune otherwise. I got a text file of my only good Barrows rewards. I'll list them right now. Range from Arm Skirt, Carl Top, Carl Skirt. Just a whole bunch of them. I'll paste them in after.
Yay.
Anyway, so thank you, PFK99s. Okay, now I'm going to take this question. This is from Bib User. I wonder if you use a bib, but that's aside from the topic. Anyways, Shane, I know you live in Canada. I think they speak English and French in both places. In most Canadian places. So do you know French, or do you not need to know it in your day-to-day life? Well, Bib User, there's a thing in Canada called bilingualism, which means we have two official languages. Those two official languages are French. The only places that you're required to know French, really, are in federal government, if you're working at a national level with multiple provinces. A province is like a state, for those of you guys who don't know. Right, Pika?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
So, like, imagine the United States as Canada, but instead of there being 50 states, there's, like, what, 6 states?
There's 10 okay. Or 11, 11 provinces and territories.
Okay. Imagine the United States only having 10 states.
Yes, that's what kind of, like, what Canada has, but okay.
Yes.
So, in most places, you don't need to know French. The only, as I said, if you're working in, like, politics at the federal level, it is good to know French, because you have to be able to address the entire country. So if you're a federal politician, you must know French. But the only official bilingual province, I believe, is New Brunswick, which is, so, out of however many provinces there are, 10, I think, the only official bilingual one is New Brunswick. That's kind of odd, don't you think, as it's a bilingual country?
So, basically,
there's only one bilingual province.
Yeah, if you live in Canada, don't sweat if you don't, like, know French, because French is useless there.
The only places where they actually speak it are in Quebec, which is predominantly French in the southern area, more Anglophones in the northern area, and New Brunswick, which is also officially bilingual, so yes. Okay. That was brought in by the Liberal government under Pierre Trudeau, I believe.
Let's execute him.
Oh, no, we don't want to do that. Even though we don't like the Liberals.
Okay. This show does not endorse any specific political
party?
View. Yeah, we don't bash political parties, and we don't openly support any of them. So.
Yeah, we're not communist, we're not fascist, we're not conservative, we're not liberal, we're nothing.
We just are.
Okay, thank you.
Next question is, what is the best skill in RuneScape to multitask with? And that is from Mushroom Queen. Well, Mushroom Queen, from my experience, it's either woodcutting or fishing, because both of those can be very, very, very boring.
Right. I actually do agree with those. Those are good ones to multitask with, because you just set yourself up on a tree or a fishing spot and let it go. I agree there. I think that one's done. Thank you.
Yeah, pretty much.
You want to read the next one?
I've recently heard a rumor that baked potato, sweet corn, and tuna heals 30. Can you clear this up, or is it true?
That is from Kyle.
Yes.
Well, it is not true. Tuna and corn potato heals 22.
Wait, is that one single food item, or is
it
multiple?
It is. It's a baked potato with tuna and sweet corn.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It heals 22, so.
Wow.
Yes. That's that. From Kyle.
I'd rather just get sharks that heal 22.
Yeah, that's right. It's simpler. then picking potatoes, baking them, putting toppings on, etc., etc., etc. Anyways, next one.
You ever heard of putting tuna in a potato, anyways?
No, that is kind of strange.
Yes, well, anyways. It is RuneScape. Yeah, next question.
On average, how many hours do you spend on RuneScape a week? And that is from Brad. Brad, yes.
On average, I spend, 0.3 hours a week on RuneScape.
Really?
Because I have, no time for it.
So you spend about 18 minutes a week on RuneScape?
Pretty much. Today I spent half an hour. Just today. But that's because, for the first time in, months, I've had no work to do.
That's nice to have.
Indeed.
Yeah. Thank you. No. I didn't say how much I spend.
Computer, don't do that to me.
What?
What's going on? My screensaver went on, and it prompts me for a password, but now it's in between. I don't know what it's doing.
Huh. Uh-oh. Yeah. How much time do I spend? It really depends on what else I'm doing, whether I'm doing RSBNB stuff.
Okay, guys. Listen to this. You can hear me type in my password on my computer. Maybe you can figure it out. Ooh, did you hear that? I'm back on. Okay, there we go.
So as I was saying, it really depends on what I'm doing on a RuneScape or the website or coding or just general day-to-day stuff. But most of my time since I've been off has been divvied up between the site and RuneScape.
Oh.
I think I've been spending a little too much time on that game and not working on site stuff.
I know a really good website to spend some time on, but it might corrupt you.
Oh, what site is that?
4chan.org.
Oh, right.
Yes, that one.
Doesn't that have offensive pictures?
Do not go to 4chan.org. Unless you are willing to be corrupted or already are corrupted.
Okay.
It's not a site for your parents to see.
Yes.
I do not support you going to 4chan.org.
Yeah, don't go there.
Do not go there.
Yeah, don't. I've seen what's on there. Don't.
No, you haven't.
Yes,
I just seen the pictures that were on there.
Okay. Take the next question.
Seriously, don't go there. It's kind of gross. I am not a member, and I have not been on RuneScape for about 2 months. I just logged on today, and I lost my full rune and 100k. Do you have any suggestions on how to regain my money? I have 42 crafting, 56 fishing and cooking, and 63 woodcutting. What would be the best way? And that's from Casey Jones X. Well, Casey, work on your woodcutting so you can chop a bunch of ewes and sell them for 250 GP each.
Ah! Actually, what? I think about 280 to 300 now.
Really?
Yeah, ewes.
They went up?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, but it was 250 for the longest time.
But, it was. I'd actually recommend against going into woodcutting right now, especially with ewes, just because that's something that's ruled by autoers right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's tons of autoers that would cut ewes, so, yeah.
Indeed.
I'd kind of recommend against that. He can fish lobsters, right?
Yes.
You can do the lobsters and get, they're 200 each now, I think.
That's not bad.
And once you get up to sharks, and you get, 90 cooking, that's good money.
Ooh, I like the next question.
Yeah. Just back on this, RuneScape thing about the people dying, Brad made an animated GIF of somebody dying at the Tears of Guthix. I'll be sure to post this with with the show notes on here. It's actually quite entertaining to watch this person get hit at 99.
Yay. Okay, I want to read the next question.
Okay, go right ahead.
Shane, what keeps you playing RuneScape? No, literally, I've seen tons of people quitting after a few years, realizing that it's a waste of time. That's from Alexander.
Is he addressing me?
Yes. Well, it says, Shane, what keeps you playing RuneScape? Now, literally, I have seen tons of people quitting after a few years realizing it's a waste of time. And that is from Alexander.
Okay, well, the reason I keep playing is because there's something called RuneScape Bits and Bytes, which I have to maintain with Mike, and we basically have to check stuff out for whenever new updates come and stuff like that, so we know what's basically going on in the game.
Yes.
That is why. What about you?
Well, Shane, it doesn't say, well, Pika, what keeps you playing RuneScape? It says, well, Shane, what keeps you playing RuneScape? So, I do not feel that I am at responsibility to answer this question.
Okay.
But I'll give you a hint. It's not a whole hell of a lot.
Okay. Okay, then. Yes.
Oh, yeah. My lawyer made me say that.
Yeah, I'll have a nice little RuneScape discussion in a few minutes, actually, when it's time to get to the later things. Anyways, you want to read this first tech story?
Ooh, Apple's in trouble again. Creative with their quote-unquote Zen music player is trying to say that they invented the menu structure that the iPod uses, or that the Apple iPod used, but they applied for the patent in 2001, which was granted in 2005. So what do we think? Let them have it? Creative is blaming their $114 million loss on the iPod. Sounds like somebody's jealous. So basically, Creative says, hey iPod, you stole my crap, and we lost $114 million. And iPod says, well, tough shit, that it happens. So, well, since they applied for the patents in 2001, if they kept using it after 2001, which they obviously did, then I think that they would be responsible for taking the blame for it.
But the iPod was created before this patent was put in. Like, before the patent was put in, the iPod, first iPod, was released.
Did Apple have the patent on theirs?
No, I don't think so.
Well, then, Creative has the patent, so they're the owners of that structure, so...
But don't you think we should just let Apple have it?
No, they should have put in a patent.
But they can't, really, can they?
That's the first thing when you invent something. Before you distribute it, you put a patent on it so no one else can copy it. That's like the golden rule of invention. You always patent it before you release it.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Even patent it before you start building them.
Yep.
It's like the step, the cornerstone of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know what to say about this, but I don't know. Just buy an iPod. How's what? Your iPod?
Oh, my iPod? My U2 edition iPod. Well, it keeps freezing sometimes. Oh, and I fixed the screen on my Dell DJ. First generation. 20 gigabyte. Pretty good. Basically, we took it apart and to see if it had a micro drive in it, which it did not. And then Nick's all like, oh, my friend who took it apart with me said, hey, your screen is messed up. So, like, we took the entire thing apart and put it back together, and miraculously it, like, starts working again.
Wow.
Like the day I bought it.
That's pretty good.
I know. So if something doesn't work, just take it apart and put it back together.
Yeah, you can figure out how to get it open, so...
Well, on the DJs, you just take off the top and bottom and unscrew it, and it slides right out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there's tape pulling in on the inside, so you're gonna have to, like, push a little hard in there.
Yeah.
There's websites on all of this.
Yeah. Thank you. The next story is about the MacBooks, which is basically a lower-end version of the MacBook Pro, which was released on Tuesday.
MacBook Unpro.
Yeah, not as big and not as powerful. Mm-hmm. But you probably want to have it upgraded to a DVD writer. So that basically means that you'll be paying $14.49 Canadian for the ideal one, $16.49 for a black one. Would you pay $200 more for a black one?
No.
And $12.49 for the basic Canadian dollar one. But in the U.S., $12.99 for your ideal one, $14.49 for your black one, and $10.99 for the basic one. I think the U.S. ones are actually better priced compared to the where the dollar is now, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Are you going to be getting one?
I'd rather just spend the $1,800 on that Sony Vaio micro PC.
Oh, yeah, you showed me that.
Dude, okay, guys, check this out. It's like a desktop computer, brand new, with a really, like a really fancy one, but smashed into like a little tiny thing that fits in. It's like kind of.
It's like a handheld.
It's between the sides of like, I don't know. It's like a. How should I describe it? It's about as thick as like a Nintendo DS, at most. Not DS Lite, but like a regular DS. About the same width as it, and like a little wide, or a little, the height is a little more.
Taller?
Yeah.
Okay.
They are amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll put a link into that.
It is simply amazing. If I get one of those, I'll be the coolest kid at school. So guys, if you are uber losers at your school, just buy one of those.
Yeah, the chicks or take a...
The chicks will dig you. A lot. And if you're a girl, the guys will dig you.
Sure. I'm sure they will. Okay. Thank you, Pika. You have a link for that for me?
I'll find it later.
Okay, good. We have the official requirements from Vista from Microsoft.
Yay!
The minimum requirement for a Vista-capable PC. 800 MHz Intel-compatible processor, 512 MB of RAM, DirectX 9 video card, and a 20 GB hard drive. That's minimum requirements. It kind of seems like Windows XP, doesn't it?
Yeah, now is it based on the NT kernel that XP is on, or is it
they didn't do too many code changes on this thing.
Okay, so it's just like a fancier XP.
Yes, that's right. They were originally supposed to rewrite it due to the WinFS file system, but all that stuff got stripped out.
See, what I don't get is with the NT kernel, like, they had it before MS-DOS, or at the same time, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see why they didn't just, like, dump DOS and then start NT.
I don't know. NT was originally designed for businesses, but everybody's using NT now on their Windows XP.
Because it's better, it's more reliable.
I have no idea what they were doing with Windows 95 and 98. Weren't even designed to be on the internet. Anyways, like, not even designed to be a part of networks, you know?
Well, I don't think with 95 many people were networking and all that at the time.
Well, internet, I mean, too.
Yeah.
Anyways, now here for the recommended requirements. 1 GHz, gig of RAM, DirectX 9 compatible video card, 128 megs of graphics, 64 megs of graphics to support a single monitor, less than 1.3 million pixels, no more than 1440 by 900, 128 to support a single monitor on resolutions from 1.3 million to 2.3 million, no more than 1920 by 1200. I won't be going that big. What about you?
That's a pretty good monitor.
Yeah, this is pretty big. 256 to support single monitor at resolutions larger, so more than 1900 by 1200. That is pretty big. Right now, these LCDs I got, I showed you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Run at 1280 by 1024, so that's
nice.
But it's a dual monitor setup, so that takes probably double the memory, I assume. Anyways. And a 40 gig hard drive with at least 15 gigs of free space.
40 gigabyte hard drive, that's, like, not good.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, these are just recommended, so I think I'm set. What about you?
Yeah, it works.
Okay.
Well, I don't really want Vista.
No.
I'd rather have OSX.
Yes. Shh, me too, but I'm not gonna go do illegal stuff, you know? When it probably won't even work.
No, it works beautifully. It's just like having an actual Mac. You just have to manipulate it a little bit.
Right. So will you be able to run, like, all these universal binary softwares and stuff?
I don't know, but OS X, if you put it on anything besides a Mac, it makes the video card run a little hot.
Right.
So you need to have one of those little fan thingies on your computer to help cool it down, or else it'll turn off.
Oh, so, like, you need, like, a fan on your video card.
Yeah, there's like these little things you can buy to set underneath your laptop, if you're using a laptop, that has little fans in it.
Yeah, I've seen those before.
Yeah. And if you're running on a desktop, and I suggest you like put a fan on a video card.
Yeah. Mine has a big, huge fan on it. It's a good video card. So, I wonder, do you think the listeners would like to hear more about running OS X on their PCs?
How do I know all of this?
I don't know.
I'm like a giant tech geek suddenly.
You think the people would like to know?
Know what?
About running OS X?
Not this show.
No? Okay.
We'll do a special segment on it next week.
Sure, next week.
Yes.
Okay. Finally, a nice little video to show how water can be used for fuel.
Yay.
It's a WMV video, so it basically shows how water can be used for welding and stuff like that, and powering cars, that kind of stuff.
It can even be heated in trains like locomotives.
Yeah, the steam engine.
Steam engine, wow, imagine that.
Yeah. So I think that's it for tech news. Shall we move on to rants?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to read this first one?
Yeah, I might have my friend come on the show to talk about OS X next week. The first rant. That's right. Should I say the name?
No, please don't say the name.
That's right. Insert name here. Is proud to be a prayer noob. Why should I bother fighting by the rules of a peer? I have prayer. If it's so overpowering, bury some bones. If it's overpowering, bury some bones. It's not worth the increased combat level. Beat me. Oh, what? Does not make sense. I use prayer when I want. I do it when teamed. I do it in a wild. I do it when dueling. I do it in a wild. Scrumptious. And I do it in one-on-one fights. Wow. My mind is not on track here. If I can use my combat skills, you cannot use them either. Sounds fair? What? Why not? We both have access to prayer, to raise prayer. If it's not so good, go kill some dragons and ecto some bones. I'm no more of a scammer for using my prayer than you are for using your magic. I am a noob when I use my prayer. And I have a higher prayer than you. I'm even a prayer noob when you use prayer and run out. Am I even a prayer noob when you use prayer and run out first? I'm sorry you didn't work to raise your level to 62. And I'm sorry you don't use a dragon mace. Consider it an alternative to your whip next time. I'm horrible at reading out like this. Okay, there's still more, guys. Hold on. I'm a prayer noob and proud of it. This is a bit redundant. Anyways, I reserve the right to use my skills when and how I see fit, barring bug abuse, I do not care if you approve of prayer or not, since I gained it. If I did not approve of range, would you put away your bow and dragon hide? If I did not approve of magic, would you bank your your ruins? Your ruins?
Are you INS?
Yeah, your ruins before we fight. Surely I cannot use a combat skill of your. Surely, if I cannot use a combat skill of your choosing, you cannot expect to use all of the combat skills at your disposal as well. Grow up, give up the peer, and get some prayer, or kill me without it and stop complaining.
I agree. I'll use prayer when I want and where I want.
I do it in the wild.
Me too.
I do it when teamed.
Me too.
I do it when dueling.
Yep, me too. What's wrong with it?
Ooh, I like that phrase. I do it in the wild.
Okay. I don't know. Do you think there's anything wrong with prayer?
I do it in the wild. That's hot. I don't care about prayer.
Exactly. Use it. It's a skill. You're free to use it.
But I think if you're good, you shouldn't have to use it. It's just kind of like an alternative to not being good.
I disagree there. A level 126 can use it if he wants.
I don't think that 126 should have to use it.
Well, he should if he's fighting another 126.
Well, usually 126s don't battle other 126s that often, I'm assuming.
No, but Yes, that's what I'm. That's my next RuneScape goal, by the way. Get 126 combat.
Like that'll ever happen.
Anyways, next rant.
Gets the feeling she's going to be flamed. Fun! Now to the point. Jagex introduced the Onyx Gem sometime last year. Oh, I remember that. The value of a gem was set around 5 million in rune costs. Is that GP she's referring to?
Yeah, I believe so.
In rune costs, or less. At first, crafters could make a good profit off this, but like everything we were given, it soon loses its appeal since the market becomes flooded. Flooded, I'm assuming. And now the gem costs too close to Fury costs. What?
Too close to the Amulet of Fury.
Oh. Amulet of Fury? What's
what?
That?
Amulet of Fury is the amulet you make with the Onyx gem.
Oh, so the gem costs too close to the cost of the amulet.
Right.
Yeah. So, it would... For it to be worth crafters' time to sell the runes to get Toggle. Okay, Jagex could have helped to preserve this market if they made the gem non-tradable. Radically, you're thinking? Hardly. It's been done before. Nightshade, whether intentional or not, it worked. Oh, is that supposed to be a name I should not have said?
No, nightshade is a poisonous flower type of thing that you use for super weapon poison.
Oh. You needed 82 Herb Lord to make super strong poison plus 71?
Farming. Farming to grow the something. I don't know what to...
Yes, and completed the Watchtower quest in order to make it. Simply, you could have made this potion... Or you couldn't have this potion made for free. You had to pay the Herb Lords for the time taken to collect Nightshade. They give an Herb Lords... That gave Herb Lords the upper hand. They set their prices. Why weren't the crafters given that option? Were they really? They said price.
Yep. The price for a super strong weapon poison is 20k.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's 81 Herblore.
Well, I see. Okay, the gem could have been made non-tradable, so that the products should have only been tradable. Keep in mind that I am talking about profiting for providing the service. This is just a bitching about nothing.
Yeah, so basically this goes on that... Or, no, it's done. Never mind, it's done. So, yeah. I don't know, what do you think about it? Like, I think what's going on here is they're complaining that crafting is not does not have the same ability to make profit as...
Herb lore.
Right. That makes sense, right?
Well, if you don't like crafting, then get your herb lore up. It
yep.
This person probably has like level like 5 herb lore. Yeah. And like 99 crafting, so they get 99 for nothing.
So
it's not like you can only make fury amulets with 99 whatever.
It's level 90 crafting. And yes, the reason you need 71 farming is for poison ivy berries and the nightshade. And the coconut milk, which is at level 82 herb lore.
Yes.
So, yeah! I'd like that one day, but anyways, so... Yeah, basically, if we got this crafting person complaining that their stuff isn't worth as much as, say, a herb lorist, so...
Well, that's life.
Yep, crafting has never been popular.
Get used to it.
Never been popular. So.
It's like this is the first time I've ever played the game. Oh, it's not fair. It's not fair. Well, guess what? Life is not fair.
Yep.
You're going to learn that over and over and over and over and over before you die. Every single day you will learn that life is not fair.
Mm-hmm.
So why should RuneScape be fair?
I don't know.
Oh, well.
Okay. Next rant, I'll read this one.
Okay.
Well, this is my third one because of page 51 and the new update again. Here goes. Status. Thanks for you to decide I use bump button, but I will still need a bumper. Thank you. Anyways, not to be blamed for every star price raise, they usually are the cause of the price falling. Why does everyone hate them? They're talking about merchanters here. People might think that merchanting is easy and takes only finger to type and get a good item, but it's not. To merchant, you need to be patient which I think no one is. To one, buy the item, and then two, to sell the item. It takes weeks or days to find a good price for which to merchant at. Also, P-hats. Why do people blame merchants? It's not their fault that P-hats are discontinued and every other discontinued item is rising. They're rising because they're discontinued and they have no backup stock for them. Take example, the Dragon Two-Hander. Came out, it was 100 plus mil, and what's it now, 2 mil? Want to know why? It's because more people got them as drops, and the price lowered, there's more to sell. If you have any thoughts, I'd like to hear them, and if you are a merchant blamer, tell me why, and don't say because they raise the prices of things. That's just stupid and unthoughtful. Be smart and give an intelligent argument as to why you blame, don't blame merchants. Learn laws of supply and demand, as it will help you. When you buy something, you are willingly spending that amount of money, low or high. Merchanters get mass supplies for you, which most skillers won't get or sell.
Yay.
I don't know, what do you think?
I think this is, like, a good rant.
Yeah. It does take time to merchant something. I really don't see how people that merchant are at fault here. They're not raising prices. If you go to World 2 and you stand, you can see a nice little group of people outside the Falador Park standing with their nice little pea hats. Oh yeah, just standing here, trading pea hats. The rich ones. Oh yes, and trading dragon nose pickers too. or are they using their dragon nose picker? I don't know.
That's still my favorite rant. The one with like the dragon everything.
Yeah, that one was good. So, yes. I don't know. People have accused me of being a merchant because I buy Ranner seeds and then sell the Ranners I get from them. How is that merchanting? I'm just a farmer.
Indeed.
Like, I buy a Ranner seed for 22k or 25k, and I get 6, 7, or even sometimes 10 Ranners from it. How is that merchanting?
It's not. That's farming.
Exactly. What is your farming level?
Like 20.
So, yes. I don't know, that was an excellent rant. What do you rate that one?
Out of 10?
Yes, out of 10.
9.
Okay.
It was worthwhile.
I have to go 9 as well on that one. So,
even though the spelling and grammar really sucks ass, it was the sum of it is good.
Yeah.
It has a good message.
So what have we been doing on RuneScape?
Well, for the while I was on today, I was just slaying.
Oh yeah, what was your task?
Oh, Dagonoths.
Oh yeah, those are good. Yeah. Those are good. What's your slayer level?
Almost 71.
Combat?
107.
Oh yeah, I have 72 slayer and 99 combat. Inching closer to 100, but I just find it boring. Find skills like herb lore and woodcutting more entertaining. So. What have I been doing on RuneScape? Well, combat. Absolutely. I got 99 combat, 72 slayer. That's been really boring, and I've been working on that for about a week.
Mm-hmm.
One level in each. Does it take that long for you?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's just boring. Oh, I don't even know if I plan on going past 100. Do you think I should?
I say go for 126.
Oh, God.
What?
Oh, do you have any idea what to train on then?
Everything.
Everything. Yeah, right. Well, we'll see. Once I get 100, I'll try the Shiloh Master. What Slayer Master do you use?
Vegival.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know some people use the Shiloh one and get very good tasks, so.
Like where too?
Huh?
Like what?
Black demons, dragons, gargoyles, those kind of things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Oh, my. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay, so remember you can send your questions to questions@rsbnb.com. Audio questions should be in the form of a wave or MP3 and under 30 seconds in length. Text questions can also go to questions@rsbnb.com or just post in the topic that will be created next week. So I guess see you guys all next week. You plan on being here?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll see you all next week and we'll have that special segment for you on Hacking OS 10.
Yay.
Thank you. Later. Good night, everyone.
Night-night.